Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Marty Eglund, Education Section Supervisor here at Game and Fish, who oversees the Hunter Education Program. Marty, January is always a good time to sign up for Hunter Education.
Absolutely. You know, when you're looking for a Hunter Education class, January is kind of when our kickoff, our classes start. Most of our classes are going to be taught from the January to probably May time frame, and a lot of people wonder why it's so heavy in the winter, springtime of the year. And our Hunter Ed classes are taught by volunteers. We have roughly 700 some volunteers in the state, and the bulk of those teach Hunter Education. And of course, if you're a Hunter Education instructor, you're probably also a hunter. And so these gentlemen and ladies are out in the field in the fall doing what they like to also. So winter is typically a slower time of the year, and that's where we offer the bulk of the classes. So you have to be a little proactive and look for these classes in the wintertime.
Who has to take Hunter Ed?
You know, anybody in North Dakota, now this varies state to state, but in North Dakota, anybody born after December 31st, 1961 is required to have it to purchase a license. So if you're born in 62 or later, you have to have this course. So we're pushing, you know, to the point where anybody 57 and under just about now have to have this course.
Okay, and what age can they first take Hunter Ed?
They have to turn 11 in the calendar year. And they have to have it by 12 to buy a hunting license. Prior to 12, you can hunt things like upland game, small game, waterfowl without hunter education. Till you're 15, you have to be with a adult supervising you. But up to that point, up to your 12, you can buy a hunting license without hunter education.
How many people per year take the hunter education class?
You know, this year, Mike, I'd have to look, but you know, we average anywhere from 5,000-7,000 students a year. And they vary from what we traditionally think is, you know, young students to where we have a lot of adults taking the class. Sometimes it's parents with their children taking it. Sometimes it's just adults have not hunted. One of the big things, we've had some female-only classes, and they fill up. And so there's, you know, we get all walks of life coming through our classes.
What can someone expect when taking the class?
You know, we have a couple of different classes that we have. The traditional classroom course, you're going to come in typically probably about 5 nights. There are some weekend classes, but the majority of them are taught over 5 or 6 nights. They have to teach them a minimum of 14 hours in class. You know, there's some book learning at home. I mean, they certainly have to study at home, but they're going to, you know, go through the materials. They're going to learn firearms handling. They're going to learn things like how to cross a fence, get in a vehicle. A couple things where we have, you know, high incident rates with, you know, firearms. They're going to learn, you know, ethics. They're going to learn some wildlife management. It's really an all-encompassing. A lot of people think it's gun safety, but it's much more than that. There's, you know, it kind of encompasses a lot of what you're going to be doing out there hunting.
And a lot of North Dakota residents, and you touched on this a little bit, do go out of state hunting, and a lot of other states require that, mandatory that you have hunter
education. Yeah, and absolutely. One of the things that we see a lot of times is Colorado, and I can't remember the year off the top of my head, but there's people that are, you know, well into their 60s that don't need hunter education here. If they want to go out elk hunting there, they got to have it. So all of a sudden, they're looking for a class.
Do we have classes available every corner of the state?
Yeah, we do, and they're spread over all over the place. And if you're in a smaller town, you might have one class a year. If you're in a larger town where we have more volunteers, of course, there'll be more classes. And we don't have them in every town. There are people that are, you know, probably going to have to drive to find a class. We're trying to alleviate that a little bit. The other class that we have is also called a home study. And we don't offer a lot of home studies, and we've been doing that for a number of years. And a home study course is, kind of what it says. You're doing most of the work at home. You show up for the initial class period. You're going to be there for 2 or 3 hours. You're going to be given the materials. You're going to do a little gun handling. Then you're sent home for at least 2 weeks, and you do the coursework. You have to bring the completion back, and then you take our test. And the reason we do that is to make sure that you actually did that and someone else didn't take the course for you. Up to this point in time, it's only been open to those 16 and over. And we have not had a lot of those classes that offered. A lot of our instructors like the traditional class. We are actually in the process of dropping that age from 13. Once we do that, if you're 13 or older and find a home study course, you can do that. And, you know, we're interested in getting people in the field. And one thing that we've kind of found out, people are busy, kids are busy. You know, whether it's sports, school, you know, church, you know, it's hard to sometimes find 5 or 6 days where you can go to that class. And so we're going to see that if this is an option for us. Other states, Indiana, for example, has been doing online home study type courses for 10 years. They've seen no difference in accident rates versus their traditional classes. We're still going to offer traditional classes, and it's still up to our instructors which class they want to take. So I wouldn't say that there's going to be a whole lot of these home study classes, but if you do find one, yeah, we're going to allow you to enroll in that when you're 13 and older.
Okay, big question is, how do you enroll?
How do you enroll? All of our enrollments are online. And if you go to our website at gf.nd.gov, you can go to Hunter Education and there'll be a list of classes. And when you go on there, our classes are listed alphabetically by order city. So if you're looking for a class in Beulah, it's going to be under B. If you're looking for a class in Winemere, you're going to have to scroll down the bottom list. And that changes all the time. As we find out classes are added, we'll add that all the time. So there's actually an easier way than going to the website and looking up classes every day to see if one popped up. You can actually kind of enroll in either a text or an email alert. And when you go to our home page, right at the bottom of the news release, there'll be a little bar that says sign up for news alerts. And you put in your information, whether it's your email address, your cell phone number, and you can choose if you want a text or an email. And then you go through and just click Hunter Ed. And every time a Hunter Ed class is posted, you'll get that alert. So you don't have to keep going to our website. And the alert will come and it'll be say there's Hunter Ed classes added in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Milner, you know, for example. And so you say, oh man, I live in Milner, I better get on. Because honestly, Mike, in some of our larger cities, these classes fill up in a matter of hours. You know, so you really don't want to, if you need a class and you see one's posted, you don't want to think it over. You want to get on there and sign up and, you know, get enrolled in that class. So there is a high demand for it. And so just telling people there, you got to get on this and be a little prepared.
Like you just mentioned, Marty, all these classes, or most of these classes, are taught by volunteers. If somebody's interested in being a volunteer, what can they do?
Absolutely. We're always looking for more volunteers. There's, you know, kind of an unmet need there. And, you know, we have probably roughly 5 or 6 times the amount of volunteers as we do actual employees. We cannot teach this class ourselves. We don't have the personnel. And in order to offer more classes, we do have to have people that, you know, love the outdoors, know about hunting, firearm safety, to, you know, hopefully donate some of their time back to teach our next generation of hunters. And if you're interested in doing that, I mean, just give us a jingle here at the Hunter Ed office. We'll get you signed up. There's a little work, you know, you're working with kids, so you have to take a background check. You know, that's just the day and age we're in now. And upon completion of that, we can hook you up with some existing instructors, kind of mentor you in. They just don't kind of throw you to the wolves. We'll give you the information. We'll give you some people who are already teaching so you can kind of go out and see how it's done. And then, of course, throughout the year for instructors, we do offer, mini conferences, workshops, just to better their teaching skills.
A lot of good information, Marty. Thank you.
You bet.
The North Dakota Game and Fish Department will once again track hunting and fishing issues during the 2019 legislative session. Interested outdoor enthusiasts can follow the proposed outdoors-related bills by visiting the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. A brief description of each bill will be included, along with a bill sponsor and hearing schedule. To view each bill in its entirety, click on the linked bill number. For Education Section Supervisor Marty Eglin and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.